Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Attach: The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love is a relationship psychology and self-help book by psychiatrist and neuroscientist Amir Levine and psychologist Rachel Heller. It translates adult attachment theory into a practical guide for dating and long-term partnerships. The book argues that romantic behavior is strongly shaped by three broad attachment styles: secure, anxious, and avoidant. Rather than treating relationship problems as random incompatibility, it frames them as patterned responses to closeness, reassurance, distance, and dependency. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to help readers identify their own style, recognize patterns in others, and make better decisions about communication, partner choice, and conflict, because it combines accessible science with direct advice. The book has become a popular entry point for readers who want a clearer framework for understanding recurring relationship struggles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adult attachment theory as the book's central framework for romantic behavior. The book's core contribution is applying attachment theory, originally developed to study parent-child bonds, to adult romantic relationships. Levine and Heller argue that the same underlying need for a reliable attachment figure continues into adulthood, shaping how people seek closeness, handle stress, and interpret a partner's behavior. This reframes love as more than chemistry or personality compatibility. Instead, the authors present relationships as systems organized around safety, responsiveness, and emotional regulation. That shift matters because it explains why some conflicts feel so intense and repetitive. They are often driven by attachment needs rather than the surface issue being argued about. The book is therefore not simply about communication tips. It is about understanding the psychological architecture that makes certain interactions feel calming to one person and threatening to another. By giving readers a structured model, the authors make relationship behavior feel more legible and less mysterious. Secondly, the three attachment styles and how they shape dating and commitment. Attached organizes romantic behavior around three broad styles: secure, anxious, and avoidant. Secure individuals are generally comfortable with intimacy and independence, communicate directly, and tend to expect relationships to be stable. Anxious individuals often crave reassurance, monitor signs of rejection, and can become preoccupied when a partner seems distant. Avoidant individuals usually value autonomy strongly, may feel uncomfortable with emotional dependence, and often pull back when closeness increases. The practical value of this framework is that it links inner expectations to observable behavior. Readers can see how the anxious style may lead to pursuit, reassurance seeking, or protest behavior, while avoidant patterns may lead to withdrawal, minimization of needs, or emotional distancing. The book does not treat these styles as fixed identities, but as tendencies that influence choice, attraction, and conflict. This helps explain why certain pairings create predictable friction, especially when one partner seeks closeness and the other seeks space. Thirdly, why anxious and avoidant pairings often create a self-reinforcing conflict cycle. One of the book's most useful ideas is the anxious-avoidant trap, a common relational pattern in which each partner triggers the other's worst instincts. The anxious partner experiences distance as danger and responds with more contact, more questioning, or stronger bids for reassurance. The avoidant partner experiences that same intensity as pressure and responds by withdrawing further. Each reaction confirms the other person's fear. The anxious partner sees withdrawal as proof of indifference, while the avoidant partner sees pursuit as proof that closeness is overwhelming. This cycle can continue even when both people care deeply about each other. The book is valuable because it shows that conflict is not always caused by lack of love. It may come from mismatched regulation strategies. That insight gives readers a way to distinguish between a healthy disagreement and a structural incompatibility. It also explains why some relationships feel emotionally dramatic but do not become secure. The partners are reacting to each other's attachment alarms rather than building trust. Fourthly, attachment awareness as a tool for better partner selection and more effective communication. Attached is not only diagnostic, it is also strategic. The authors encourage readers to use attachment knowledge when choosing partners and managing conversations. If someone knows that they tend to become anxious, they can pay attention to whether a potential partner offers consistency, clarity, and emotional availability rather than intermittent attention that intensifies uncertainty. If someone recognizes avoidant tendencies in themselves, they can notice when they retreat from closeness and learn to tolerate more direct emotional engagement. The book emphasizes that healthy communication is not just about saying what you feel, but about making needs understandable in a way the other person can actually receive. This means being specific, direct, and calm instead of relying on hints, testing, or protest behavior. The practical implication is that relational success depends partly on fit and partly on skill. The reader is not told to force chemistry or fix every partner. Instead, the book recommends aligning with people whose behavior supports security and then communicating in ways that reduce threat rather than amplify it. Lastly, the book's accessible science and its limitations as a relationship guide. Attached stands out because it makes psychological research easy to use without requiring an academic background. Its explanations are clear, its categories are memorable, and its advice feels immediately applicable to everyday dating and partnership problems. That accessibility is a major reason for its popularity, especially among readers looking for a practical framework rather than a dense theoretical text. At the same time, the book has limitations that readers should understand. Its model is intentionally simplified, so it can sometimes reduce complex people into three categories. It also focuses primarily on heterosexual romantic dynamics and can feel less nuanced about cultural variation, mixed patterns, or broader relationship contexts. These limitations do not erase its usefulness, but they do define its place in the genre. It works best as an entry point and as a lens for reflection, not as a complete theory of all human relationships. Its strength is clarity. It gives readers a vocabulary for patterns they may have sensed for years but never had the framework to name. In conclusion, Attached is best suited for readers who want a practical, science-based way to understand recurring problems in dating and committed relationships. It is especially useful for people who keep finding themselves in the same emotional pattern, whether that means chasing unavailable partners, feeling smothered by closeness, or struggling to communicate needs without conflict. Couples, singles, therapists, and readers interested in relationship psychology can all benefit from its clear model of attachment-driven behavior. What makes the book stand out in the self-help category is that it does not rely mainly on advice slogans or personality language. Instead, it offers a compact explanatory system built around attachment security, emotional responsiveness, and the anxious-avoidant dynamic that gives readers a way to interpret behavior rather than just judge it. The book is also unusually accessible. It translates a serious psychological framework into concrete relationship guidance without becoming overly technical. While it is not the most nuanced or comprehensive work on attachment theory, it remains one of the most readable introductions to the subject and a strong starting point for anyone seeking more stable and satisfying love relationships. If you would like to support Amir Levine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.